The Second Epistle of Paul to Timothy, Chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, through the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, beloved child, grace, mercy, peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers in a pure conscience, while unceasingly I have remembrance concerning you in my petitions night and day, longing to see you, remembering your tears, that I may be filled with joy, having been reminded of the unfeigned faith in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded dwells also in you. For which cause I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of cowardice, but of power and of love and of sober-mindedness. Therefore do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but suffer evil with the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before the times of the ages, but now has been manifested through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who nullified death and brought life and incorruption to light through the gospel, for which I was appointed a herald and an apostle and a teacher, for which cause also I suffer these things. But I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to guard my deposit unto that day. Hold a pattern of the healthy words that you have heard from me, in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Guard the good deposit through the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. This you know, that all who are in Asia turned away from me, of whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. May the Lord grant mercy to the house of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. But being in Rome, he sought me out diligently and found me. May the Lord grant him to find mercy from the Lord in that day. And in how many things he served me in Ephesus, you know best.